You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And because it's Tuesday, we have a property feature this week. But we're going to do things a little differently. We're going to use the property feature to take a look at a property company. A real estate investment trust called Vukile gave us their half-year numbers for the half-year ended the 30th of September 2024. That is Vukile Property Fund Limited, for those who don't know. Trades on the JSE under various ticker codes. You can find it there. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, as always, Lawrence Rapp, to take a look at the performance in the first half of the year and make sense of it. Good evening, Lawrence. Lovely to catch up with you, as always. A strong start to the new financial year for you. A couple of things that are noteworthy there. Obviously, like-for-like net operating income growth. There's growth from the retail portfolio. There's a reduction in the vacancies or containment in the vacancies. All in all, looks like a strong start to the new financial year. How are you reflecting on the new start?
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks very much for having me on the show. Absolutely. I think you've covered a number of the key metrics. We really are delighted with all the key metrics in both South Africa and Spain. It's been a very, very strong first 6 months. And I think there is a tremendous amount of optimism from us. You know, when you take the strong operating performance of the business together with what's an improving macro environment and starting to get a few tailwinds coming in, we think that sets us up for sort of a very good, not only next 6 months, but certainly into the future. We think the business is very well positioned for some good growth.
The business certainly is well positioned, and we'll get into some of these other metrics. I mean, I, for one, want to look at the available cash on hand, but we'll get to that in a second. Lawrence, let's start with the acquisitions and disposals. There was a couple of movements throughout the year from a business perspective, a couple of interests that were sold, but also some acquisitions that you guys are or in the process of finalizing, I'd imagine. Take me through some of those movements and how you're picking them at the moment.
Sure. So, Jimmy, it's really teeing up to be quite a transformative year for Vukile. So, on the smaller end of the scale, we exited our stake in Fairvest for about 140 million rand. That was a non-core holding. We did very well out of that over the years. And that money will be redeployed into our solar PV rollout. And, you know, that will start coming through in the second half of the year. On the bigger end has been the decision to exit our stake in Lar España, which is a competing fund in Spain that we own about just under 29% of. And we received an offer there of, along with the market, of €8.10 a share. We were able to negotiate it up to €8.30. And we felt that that would be a very good level at which to exit. We make a tremendous capital profit of around 70 million euros. In addition to that, we've received 38 million euros of dividends since we've held it. So that investment will generate an IRR of around 40% in euros in the 2.5 years that we've held it. And the reason for exiting really is that we felt we could actually rather redeploy the money into some very strong physical assets at attractive yields with good growth prospects, where there's sort of less deal execution risk in getting that done. So we have identified some assets where that money is going to go. Unfortunately, the asset that we are looking to buy was impacted by the flooding in Valencia. So we have postponed that transaction and extended the exclusivity. It's still very much our intention to buy the asset. And the news flow, in fact, has been much more positive than we were expecting in terms of the level of damage and also the time taken to reinstate that asset. So all things being equal, we hope to have that deal closed early in 2025 and certainly within this current financial year. Then moving on, we bought three assets in Portugal, which were effective 1 October. That's our entry into Portugal. So we bought those three assets for 176 million euros. We've used about 35% local debt, in-country debt. The balance is equity off our balance sheet. And that's at a very attractive yield of around 10% cash on cash in euros. So that really is a very lucrative deal for us, and we see good growth prospects. And then finally, there are a couple of other assets we are quite far advanced on in Portugal to look to add to that portfolio and start building critical mass in that market as well. So as I said, it really is teeing up for a quite a transformational year. We need a bit of luck, as always, in closing things out, but we've got a very clear action plan as to what needs to be done in the next few months.
Lawrence, I want to look at that La España business. You mentioned, of course, that you have decided to dispose of it, and one would then obviously ask, you just earned 378 million odd rand in dividend income from that, and that alongside the 6% increase in dividend per share you were able to pay back to customers in the form of the cash interim dividend suggests that getting rid of a dividend asset like that might not be a good idea. But as you said, you've got other plans for the capital and other plans to generate those returns for investors. From a business's perspective, when you are operating in more than one geographical region, how do you then balance out things like getting that dividend return to a client or to investors, but at the same time understanding that some regions are very new to you? Some regions you don't have any say in what happens in those regions. For example, the natural events that happened in Valencia.
Well, Jimmy, look, number one, you know, natural events, acts of God can happen anywhere and everywhere in the world. You know, you've got to make sure that you're appropriately insured and that you've done your homework in terms of how susceptible are you to these natural events. But to your point, you know, when we decided to sell the La España stake, we knew how much money we were earning in terms of dividend income from that. Quite clearly, the first objective we have is to find an opportunity that's going to replace at least that amount of same dividend income. Now, the asset that we are buying will do exactly that and more. So buying in Spain for us really is second nature. You know, we've been operating there now for 7 or 8 years. We've got a team of nearly 40 people who are all locals. So we know and understand that market as well as we understand South Africa. So buying an income-producing asset really is the easiest way to replace that income. And we are very confident that, you know, that that will happen seamlessly. You know, to the extent of things out of your control, well, you know, who knew that COVID was going to happen and hit the world? Who knew that riots were going to impact in South Africa? I think that's in the nature of business risk, what you need to manage. I think you do that through diversification, through other mitigants such as insurance. And provided you've got sort of a well-diversified, strong set of cash flows, you generally can manage through these difficult periods. And I feel very confident. Remember, the assets that we're talking about, we don't own. We are trying to buy it. And the flooding happened before we actually purchased the assets. So in a sense, we got lucky from that respect. But we feel that this asset will be reinstated fairly quickly, and will continue to trade as well as what it has historically. So it's one that we will continue to do our homework on, but all things being equal, it will be an addition to our portfolio by the next time we speak.
Lawrence, when we kind of look at the business from a balance sheet perspective, typically when you're looking at real estate investment trusts and companies in the space that you operate in, an ideal sort of loan-to-value ratio sits around anywhere between 30 and 40%. You've managed to get yours down to 35.4%. I remember when you and I spoke the last time, you said that that was a key focus for the business to be able to kind of maintain that at a stable rate. But that's one small figure. When I look at that compared to the fact that you have 5.1 billion rand in cash balances available, that's saying that the balance sheet is more than comfortable.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think you are absolutely spot on with your analysis. I think far too much attention gets given to one number. Balance sheet strength is a composite number. It's LTV, it's interest cover ratio, it's liquidity, its debt expiry profile, its providers of finance, etc. So when you look at all of those measures together, the Vukile balance sheet is exceptionally strong. And I think it's very important for me to say the following. It's not good enough for me simply to say that to your listeners. But when you look at what the credit rating agencies are saying about Vukile, they've given us a AA rating in South Africa. It's one of the strongest credits in South Africa. Castellana has an investment grade credit rating by Fitch. And I think, you know, when you sort of see the success that Vukile has had in the debt capital markets in terms of having very heavily subscribed, oversubscribed debt issuances at always decreasing margins, you can see how strong the credit markets rate our credit overall in our balance sheet. So, yes, we are absolutely comfortable that the balance sheet is very, very strong. With 5.1 billion of cash, it means that we are able to execute on those transactions that I spoke to you about earlier. And, you know, we feel that having that firepower allows you to go into deals giving the sellers an element of certainty because you have the ability to close. And that often allows you to get better pricing in the deals. And I think we're seeing that, for example, in that first entry into Portugal with yields of around 10% cash on cash.
6.4 billion rand firepower is certainly something to go into the second half of the year in a comfortable position with. We'll leave the conversation there, Lawrence. We wish you the best of luck for the second half of the year. I, for one, am excited to see what you guys pick up by way of assets, and we're looking forward to catching up with you later in the year. We'll leave the conversation there. That's Lawrence Rapp, CEO at Vukile Property Fund Limited, joining us to take a look at their first half of the new financial year and the fact that that balance sheet is looking quite healthy.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.